emergency post-box press conference!
Whoever's editing needs to drop the decibels on that.
No.
So loud.
Full volume.
I nearly died. So I was very much aware that was going to happen. Full volume. It still surprised me.
Yeah. Sound warning is the name of this episode.
Well, Alexi, welcome. Welcome to the third episode of Slabs and Darts in season, whatever the fuck this is. But this is a important podcast.
Because very,
this
very.
This is 2 days following our man Alex's Bucks party.
Oh, God.
The first one of us three to get hitched. A few months away.
Very
bachelor spicy. Party's done. Bucks party's done. All
just around the corner.
Just around the corner. How are you feeling after the Bucks, mate?
Feels okay. I was telling you guys earlier, normally you're meant to forget everything about a Bucks night, a night to never remember. Yet here we are, immortalizing it in the form of a podcast.
You know what? Let's do some word association.
Oh, God.
When I say axe, what comes to your mind?
Axe.
Oh,
my Bucks? What? Yeah.
Great content.
This is off to a fantastic start.
I mean, that bit was fun. There was
nothing... When I say cock ring.
No, so for your Bucks party, we started off with axe throwing.
Yes, we did.
And then we went to a central dash Eastern European theme bar to a jazz bar, and then you went off to go see some biddies. But we'll get to all of that. Started off, I got a little costume prepared for Alex.
I was very worried. When you messaged me like a few days prior / whatever it was, I just, my gut, I nearly, you know, dropped my guts just in fear of...
Well, originally, because I was workshopping with Alexi.
There was some fucking belter ideas, dude.
Yes, there
I
were.
I can only imagine.
Holy moly.
The best idea was Alexi suggested getting a gorilla outfit minus the head.
So just the body part of the gorilla suit.
Oh, that would have been all right.
We could see your head exposed the whole night. Still got to be able to drink.
That would have been pretty funny.
Yes.
That would have been pretty funny.
But ultimately, I just went to the good old classic the old Chinese reliable. $2 shop to see what they have. And they got a big one out here where I live. And I went all pink bachelorette party themed. Satchel.
Elton John glasses.
Oh, Madonna goodbye glass. The yellow brick road.
Yes. Big Elton John glasses, Madonna fleece gloves.
A hen's party top hat?
A hen's party top hat.
With a, what's it called? A veil attached to it.
Thank you. What else was there? Got a fake moustache that lasted 0.2 seconds.
Yeah,
as I opened it out of the packet, it was ruined.
Little necklace with like a shot glass for him, a pink one.
Yes, there was a shot glass that Alex could use.
You did do a couple of shots.
You did do a couple of shots.
You did do a couple of shots.
But then the thing is, going to a $2 store, they're never going to sell penises.
No.
But luckily,
I came prepared.
Alex came prepared with his own penis in his own mouth.
It was a penis lollipop.
It was a penis lollipop.
It was a ring pop. But
it was a chode. You know it was a chode pop to paint a picture.
Hey.
It was very, very tiny but wide penis.
We can't all be blessed with
normal penises.
I wouldn't even call it a chode. Has at least got a bit of girth to it.
It had a bit of girth.
That was a micro penis. That's a micro penis every day of the week. That's a micro penis.
But it was very sticky. I didn't realize it was a lolly.
Your friend sucked it on your finger.
The worst part is that, like, it was already sticky out of the wrapper, and I
bit
like,
of loves it, it bit of lolly pre cum
had it in my back pocket. So it was, by the time anyone got to it, it had all
lint,
pocket dust and shit all over it.
And that was saved from your fiance's bachelorette party.
It was,
yeah.
That's why hygiene's important. Clean your dicks, boys.
100%.
Yes, but we went axe throwing.
Got to wrap it.
We went axe throwing. Any highlights for you?
Quite a few, actually.
Yes.
I was very impressed and scared of how competitive some people got. In particular, I was quite scared of... I was worried about one of my good friends' welfare. He's in a wheelchair.
Handicapable.
Really good guy. And
he's one of your grooms.
Yeah, we got to. We got to preface this. Great guy.
I think because of him being in a wheelchair, his upper body strength is like
Super strong.
I'm going to be honest. It immense. Looked like he was going fishing. Yeah. He was just throwing it straight at the fucking ground.
There was about 15 of us and nobody was throwing it as hard as him.
No, no.
I lost count how many times he just pegged it, but with no strategy.
Yeah. Just like, get it on the board.
You're meant to like let the axe sort of flip over itself. Yeah. It was fucking all over the shop and it would just bounce straight off the wood.
The best one. Almost. Yeah, the best one was when he nearly decapitated himself.
Yeah.
Where he pegged it so hard, it bounced off like a ball hitting the backboard on a basketball court. And it went straight to him. And I saw it all in slow motion. And this man swerved and drifted
Lewis
out of
Hamilton
there.
Himself.
Very, very quickly. Because there was a moment of silence where everybody held their breath.
To be fair, he had like the Ferrari of wheelchairs.
He did have... He had
LED lights on it. What the fuck?
He did. He did, because when we ended up at the next place, there was, which we'll get to, but there was a little kid there with his parents for dinner, like a two-year-old maybe.
Was obsessed
and
with the lights.
And just obsessed with his wheelchair and the lights. And him being a father himself, which I did learn on the weekend, he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew that kids... just like bright stuff.
Is that a fixture in his wheelchair? The LED lights?
A fixture?
Yeah, is it always on there or did he do it for your bucks?
No, that's a permanent.
Oh, it's a permanent thing.
Permanent
setup,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a party wherever you go.
100%.
He's gonna have it lit down the aisle for your wedding, I assume.
I'll be sad if he doesn't.
I want sparklers in the wheels.
It'd be like, or like Back to the Future when he takes off, he fucking leaves flames just.
Oh my God.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. We can just attach a lighter and deodorant to the back. Whatever we need to do. Whatever we need to do to get it done, we'll do it.
Because we used to work together and it was a Christmas party, a work Christmas party that was themed. It was just dress up. A lot of people dressed up. Mm. He went as, what's the car that has like-
Lightning McQueen?
The Knight Rider. He went as Knight Rider.
Oh my God. Kit.
Yeah, he went as Kit from Knight Rider.
Fuck yeah.
Knight Rider, whatever it's called.
Did he put the voice on?
He didn't.
He should have gone as a Transformer.
Legs.
Autobot.
You're going to hell. And he had a full setup. He had his LEDs going.
Very cool.
But he had a... like a little bucket of dry ice strapped under his chair.
That's cool. Nice.
And he would pour hot water in. It was just like a fog machine.
Undertaker.
That's cool.
Took over the whole dance floor.
Nice. That's really cool.
Very impressive.
And so after axe throwing, so any other stories from the axe throwing? Because we had to remain sober.
We did.
That was the one
during the duration of the actual throwing part.
We had to remain sober. You would have had a few drinks beforehand, I assume, but you were all good. You were all good. By the way, I signed the waiver.
I'm so glad I sent that message to him before axe throwing. I knew you need to just take it easy before we go.
100%. He's not dumb. I only had like one drink.
He's not dumb.
But I've done axe throwing before.
Okay.
You have to be sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a liability.
We played five games. I won three. I lost two. You had a similar record to me.
I think we had the
same
record.
I think we all had the same record.
Yeah, we did. There was four ties, I think. And we were all plotting as if we were going to have fucking playoffs and verse each other. And then they just cut it. Just, yep, the top two people verse each other.
Yeah.
But then by the time, because we booked out a fair amount of time there, so most of it was actually spent drinking
afterwards,
which started straight away.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where I think Alexi started to get worried that you might be getting a little bit too drunk.
I got you two waters.
We could even
two
do
waters.
Anything.
Thank you.
4:30 p.m. I had to give you two waters. You actually looked at me and said, thank you. Thank you.
It felt a lot later.
Yeah, the whole night, we were at Tommy's, I think. We'll talk about when we got to Tommy's, but we were at Tommy's till like 6:30, 7, 8 maybe. It felt like fucking midnight.
No, we left at about 9:30.
But when we were there, when it was nighttime outside, it felt like fucking midnight.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
So axe throwing went to Tommy's and Tommy's Beer Cafe in Glebe, highly recommend. They're not a paying sponsor, but if they want to sponsor us, please, by all means. But I told the boys to check out the menu beforehand. And there was one thing that drew Alex's attention. I thought he was joking.
Do you reckon he was a little bit envious of the menu item?
Maybe, but they do offer a meter long sausage, and I totally forgot how long a meter is.
Dude,
I think it was longer than a meter.
And he gave me a bite. It was a delicious sausage.
It was a great sausage.
But
great
the one thing I did
He fucking pumped that thing, dude.
He heaved the sausage. He just slobbered it down.
Why would I not?
Oh, dude, it was so suggestive because the sauce that they gave you was like a white sauce as well.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part was? Mm. I think the first or second...
It wasn't hard.
the first or second like go I went for,
mm.
when I put the fork into it,
yeah.
Went in with a knife.
Yep.
Fucking, I don't know. It was so juicy.
Oh, it gave you a bit of, you got a fucking
squirted straight in my
shrapnel.
Eye.
You got a cum shot.
I got it.
I got
a megalong.
Dude, I saw him react. It was your first cut. I think it was the first cut.
You were like, it's in my eye.
Premature ejaculation.
I'm pretty sure I got a burn mark underneath my eye. Anyway, it was worth it. It was so fucking good. It was so fucking good.
We did drink a lot while we were there. And there were a couple of fun games, I think, that we played through the night, courtesy of your friends. Well, obviously, the Buffalo was obviously the one that we played.
Buffalo, right? Yes. You want to
explain
for those who don't know,
you have a drink in your dominant hand, someone yells Buffalo, you have to skull that drink. Yes.
So keep the drink in your weaker hand.
Everyone was fucking left-handed. Literally an hour into the night. No one wanted to. We had two friends
who are left-handed.
Yeah, we do.
And because it's a Bucks party, it's just a group of random people who only have one mutual friend. It did take a while for everybody to adjust that these certain people are actually left-handed. So to come
you
can
call them the minority.
They are the minority. None of them is a minority. And then there was the finger one.
Yes.
Oh, the finger one. I didn't really play that.
It was just dumb because
I didn't play it too often because any time I thought of it, I would look around on the table and see where people's glasses were.
Well, the thing is, this is the whole point, like the stupid part of the game, right? It's a fun game in theory.
Do you want to explain the game as well? I will.
So you can't have your cup within finger reach of the table.
The edge of the
table. So you're resting your finger from any edge of the table. If your cup comes in contact with it, you drink. The problem is everyone's got different length fingers.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You know, like people coming to call me out with their big fucking fat hands,
yeah.
Put it on the table, like, mate, doesn't reach me.
No. It's not regulation.
Mm. You should probably have a designated finger person. Just one person doing all the fingering.
Can't be Mr. Chorizo over here. Look at them things.
Fat sausages.
And then there was the peg game, which I love.
That's why you're getting married.
He's being very suggestive because we talked about sausage, talked about fingering, and now I'm going to talk about the peg game.
The peg game was goated. It was actually such a good time, man.
Good.
Yes, the peg game. I don't know whose idea it was. It was one of your friends, wasn't it?
My biggest question is, I don't know where the peg ended up.
Because
I'm now one peg short at home.
Well, the peg game, before we continue, because we have to explain what it is. Yeah. Somebody will just put a peg on you and then count down from three. And if you haven't realized that the peg's on you,
you have to skull.
You have to finish your drink.
The whole drink.
See, I played it smart. I realized once we got to Tommy, because I was like, this is going to be the bulk of the drinking. I cannot buy drinks that I cannot skull.
Beers.
So I avoided beers. And then watching people regrettably having to skull their beer, I felt much superior.
I fucking betrayed Alex like Julius Caesar a couple of times that night. We were in the bar. We ended up outside. I think you needed a bit of a breather, like in between like your 30 drinks that you had.
Yep.
We ended up back in and I'm like, oh, you're pretty fucked up. I'll give you a drink of water. You need to take a break. Let's give you a break with water. Literally give him the water. He doesn't realize we've got the fucking peg. Sits down, skulls the water. I buy him another drink. As soon as he gets his new drink, I put the fucking peg on his hand.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you didn't skull it, little wuss.
Yeah, and there were some pussies out there too who would take ages to finish their skull.
You were fucking one of them, cunt.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
I am what I eat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And then what? From Tommy's. So we left Tommy's.
Hang on.
Oh, you got more?
One of the funniest fucking things, it was my highlight of the game. Highlight of the night. We're waiting in line. It started to get pretty busy towards the end there. And Alex is waiting for a drink with me. And he noticed, like, oh, you know, in these kinds of places, there's all these, like, little memorabilia, yes, little, like ornaments.
Decor. Yeah.
100%,
decor,
right? Yep. Like a newsletter from, like, a Poland or something, like a little Polish town or something like that frame.
Here comes Adolf.
And Frank's book.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's playing off back.
There goes our career. There goes our career before it started.
But we're
if we all get cancelled, we're doing this together, right? We're living in our own commune.
Yeah. But anyway, we're in this line for those who can't see what just happened. I gestured to Alex, like, put a little marker in the edit. We got to cut that one out. But we're in this line, and Alex sees this fucking horn. It looks like one of those horns that goes. It sounds like
one you'd put on your bike.
Yes,
yeah, like a toy one.
A Pee Wee Herman style bike horn kind of thing.
High pitch, soft, innocent sounding.
It was about the size of that. Yeah. By the way, at this point in the night, packed restaurant. Like, there are so many people in line, not a single empty table.
Yeah.
This motherfucker thinks it's a good idea to give it a squeeze. The noise it made, it's just like, bah! And there's
like a basketball hooter. End of the quarter.
It was so loud. It was a small room, that Tommy's Beer Cafe, that main place. Man, everyone looked at Alex, just like, what the fuck? And he looks at me and goes, I'm going to honk it one more time before I go.
Now, the worst part was like the 10, 15 seconds afterwards.
You were in hysterics.
It was the deadliest silence. Just the restaurant, the whole place looking at me. Staring at me, and I'm like, oh fuck. So loud.
Not long after, we found out Alex's. We went somewhere else before we found out Alex's Lance Armstrong reincarnate.
Yes. Then from there, we all jumped into Ubers.
That's right.
Divided into groups. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the city.
Rambling Rascal,
just outside of Hyde Park. Nice spot. Had the jazz band going, a little underground place. We got there before Alex. There were three Ubers.
Oh my god.
The first group got in.
I was so worried about
Alexi
you.
And I were in the second group.
Yes, we were.
We were with the two of our other friends, and we left Alex with one of the best man and your brother-in-law. Right? That was the last group.
I think it was just you and your brother-in-law in the last Uber.
I think so, yeah. Okay. Maybe there was one more person.
Man.
So we get in. The first so group's already there. We get in, and a bit of time passes, and Alexi makes a very fair point of,
where the fuck is Alex?
Yeah, because they would have ordered the Uber at the exact same time.
I remember this point in the night.
Yes. So didn't you
try to bite someone's ear?
I heard that you were trying to lick your brother-in-law's ear trying to get in. Yeah, Mike Tyson. The security guard was like, no.
Yeah, no, I don't know where. No, that's
didn't happen.
Well, no, what does drunk Alex remember?
So I remember getting out of the Uber.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where we were going at this point. Like,
just told you a name and jump in.
Pretty much. We got dropped off like way, way, way up the road.
Oh, okay.
And then we had to walk back down to find this place. But did a couple pit stops along the way.
How far were you?
Brother-in-law. It was a few blocks up.
Jesus Christ.
But I didn't know where we were going until someone was like, oh, we're going to this place. And I fucking decided to put in my Google Maps.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't know where we were going at first. Uber. I don't know who fucked the Uber up. But anyway, there was a bottle shop about halfway from where we got dropped off to
Rambling Rascals. Yep.
So did a detour, pit stop. Had like this, some, I don't know what it was. It was like 15%. Premixed can.
You just drank it.
I just drank it.
I was like your roadie.
It was roadie.
For a little stroll. God.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just remembered something that happened after Ramblin' Rascal. Continue.
We'll get there.
But anyway, we got there in the end. I thought I wasn't going to get let in because...
Well, neither did we.
Because I was like, where the fuck is this place? And it was just a little fire exit door. Mm. Like,
you'd miss it.
You'd miss it easily.
There's no sign, I don't think.
No, it's just a security guard standing outside the door. Security guard
standing at the front. Yeah. And I'm like this far away from the door when I realize, this far away from the secchi when I realize, and I'm stumbling with this fucking can in my drink, in my hand. Can in my hand. Like, sculling this drink, and I'm like, oh, that's it. And then I quickly like dodged around the corner so the secchi didn't see me, like sculling this drink before
10 plus sneak.
Yes. Although I'm pretty sure in real life that was definitely not.
Yeah.
I would have been incoherent. Anyway, but then lo and behold
you made it got in. Let in. We made it. We had a few drinks. We listened to some nice jazz.
Yeah.
Had a bit of fun.
Had a bit of a laugh. There was an American dude in the bathroom, right? And like, we started roasting him after he left. He was talking to one of your friends, actually.
Yep.
And he was the stereotypical Californian dude, like talks like this, Californian. Yep. And you know how Americans are like, they never tell you they're from America. They tell you where they're from. Mm. So, you know, when you meet them, they're never like, oh, I'm from the States. Like, no, I'm from California. I'm from San Diego. Mm. They're always like that. And it's so fucking annoying, right? So once he left the bathroom, I went in alone, but luckily about three of the people that were with us had followed me. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. As like women, but with men, our mm-hmm. piss sinks. Mm. You know, like period sink.
Tough
crowd.
It kind of sounded like you said our piss sings, and I'm imagining like a urinal with like people in top hats doing dances and stuff. Like da 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 da.
Yeah, no, he was real fucking annoying, but I really did enjoy that little part of the night where we got to roast an American.
You know what my favorite part was about Ramblin' Rascal? When we left, we bumped into a couple of knights from the round table.
Oh my lord, that's
people
right.
dressed in a too. Full that's right. suit and armor.
Sydney can get so
chainmail and everything.
Proper armor chainmail.
They just jumped out of an Uber.
Uber and one of them, or both of them, I think there were like
three.
Was there three?
There
of them?
Was three of them.
I
yes.
think they were Scandinavian, like legitimately Scandinavian.
No way. They had the biggest Aussie accent.
Oh, did they? Maybe I was drunk.
You were definitely drunk. You were definitely drunk.
To me, I thought I was on like the set of Vikings, like the whole something. Like, couldn't believe it.
It was such a. I can't even remember what they were dressing up for.
Odd.
But it was such
odd.
An elaborate costume.
I think it was just a costume party. They said they were coming back from.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's probably the sketchiest part of the night, like in terms of my memory.
Okay,
I think that was my.
Do you remember the Tour de France you went on? The little
Sydney leg.
I remember that.
Yeah, you did the whole city to surf.
The sort of from like the end of Ramblin' Rascals to
King's Cross
when I found the bike and got on the bike. That stretch, it's like the episode of Simpsons where Homer's trying to remember what happened.
I've got news for you, buddy. That was about 3 minutes apart.
Yeah, dude. That was like about 20 meters apart.
Yeah, literally from when
we saw crossed the road one time and then you saw a bike.
Yep.
Okay, that checks out.
It was one of those Lime bikes.
Felt like an eternity.
It was one of those Lime bikes and Alex hops on.
I don't know how the fuck
put his
I
helmet on though.
To
safety first. On, safety first. Did. Safety first.
I don't know how I managed to like fumble my way through the app and my phone and scan the QR code and that shit. I managed, obviously, but...
Mm. It was hilarious because, like, when you walk to King's Cross from Town Hall, well, closer to Town Hall, so you go downhill and then you go uphill. So the downhill part, Alex had all the momentum in the world.
Yeah. It's like watching Usain Bolt. As soon as he saw the hill, he's like, fuck this, I'm out.
And it was great because there was a group of people walking towards us and Alex had started beyond us. And there was a split second where I thought... Holy shit, he's about to kill somebody.
Dude, I thought he was going to break both his fucking legs.
And then he
legs.
Fucking skidded into Hyde Park and disappeared for like a minute.
He went into Hyde Park?
Yes.
I don't remember this.
No, it wasn't Hyde Park.
No, it's where the pool is.
It was A Park.
Yeah, that's Hyde Park.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Okay.
So he had found a little footpath into Hyde Park, but it's nighttime. It's not well lit. It's
ran over like
dark.
Four homeless people.
Probably. Probably.
I vaguely remember like as soon as I fucking like beeline just 90 degree left into a small narrow footpath.
Yes. I could see you through the trees coming back because everyone was like, where the fuck is Alex? And I'm like, oh, you'll find it.
I don't remember this.
And then I remember like the footpath coming to an end. I'm like, oh fuck, where do I go now? And I had the momentum. I couldn't stop. Otherwise I'd be like, ooh.
Extreme. So
I had to hook a right and there was a fucking set of stairs.
I went, bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man. Honestly, I fucking respect you for that, man. Fuck yeah. That fucking rules. There was a point where you were going down the hill so fucking fast. I don't think you understand how fast
really?
It was. And then you started to turn like left to right, like a slalom, like when they do the skis in between the posts. You was going left to right. You had it looked like you had no balance,
he
but
had
all the balance.
He had all
but
the
it
balance
honestly looked like just like a disaster unfolding in front of us.
See, this was my logic by that point, right? So I had a few different trains of thought because people were either worried or excited, and I felt like I had to be the level-headed one in between. Which I was genuinely, you know, part of me was, oh man, that looks so much fun.
Oh dude, it looked amazing. You looked fucking majestic.
Sucks,
man.
There's only one bike here.
The most aerodynamic man I've ever seen on a bike.
But then my second train of thought was if he stacks it, he'll
die.
Not only will he die, there's other people staying with him tonight. I'm out.
Yeah. It's not our responsibility.
By that point in the night, we had already done what we had planned.
Yeah.
So, and we had already established to everyone.
We made him sign a waiver before the night.
We did.
For the whole night.
It covered everything. Insurance. Yeah.
Yes. But that time limit actually was up until Ramblin' Rascal. Because afterwards, we did tell everybody, then you just do whatever you want. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
So if you had broken your leg, not my responsibility. love you, but not my responsibility. So I was having a great time watching him just go on his little Tour de France. And I'm very disappointed I missed out on the steps.
I had the good old liquid courage.
But you know what, Kurt?
You had a lot of liquid courage.
I disagree. I disagree with your thoughts there.
Why?
I like to use the example, you know, when you see someone getting bullied and you just stand. You remember what they used to say to us at school? The people that stand on the side are just as bad as the bully.
Mm.
You're a bully, Curtis.
I'm just a man who loves entertainment.
Fuck, man.
And then you rode your little bike halfway to King's Cross because then there's an incline and you ditched it, which is fair enough.
The bike was motorized. I could have easily.
Is it motorized?
Yeah, it's all motorized. Yeah, that's true.
Dude, you should have turboed up the hill. He would have ended up on his fucking back, man. Like wheelie. You ever seen Hot Rod?
I had my helmet on. I would have been fine.
So now, Alex, now you need to take it away.
Yeah, we've disappeared.
It's quite late. We parted ways.
We exited the party chat.
And you had some mates who were very, very keen on seeing some biddies. And then you had some mates who weren't. We were in the latter category.
Actually, yeah, why didn't you want to?
I'm a religious man.
Fuck. Fucking biggest lie.
I'm a religious man. It's haram.
Haram in the sheets.
Oh man.
Halal on the bikes.
So how was the biddies? Did you have fun? Was it everything that you hoped it would be?
Look, it was all right. It's
first time, right?
I don't think I've ever. Yeah.
Was it your first time going to a strip club?
No, it's first time seeing boobs.
After Beck smelt his breath, she was like,
"No, never again,
never again, never again."
Until marriage, it's a marriage.
Fucking hell. To be honest, like not really my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I felt seedy as fuck.
That's why I didn't.
That's the biggest thing. But I was more intrigued by the spectacle.
It felt like a fucking Baz Luhrmann movie.
I was more intrigued by the variety of characters in terms of patrons.
Lay it on us.
The patrons.
Oh,
lay it
on us.
Who do we have there? Who do we have at the bar?
Look, memory's shady.
Yeah.
But there was some just creepers sitting in the booths and in the chairs, just loners just by themselves.
Was the lighting too dark where you couldn't tell if they were self-pleasuring?
It was very dark.
Oh, I don't like that. It was very dark. I don't like that at all.
Yum, 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 yum.
It was quite dark. I got greeted by a lady, a performer.
A lady of the night.
When I got in, first words said, "Would you like to see my designer vagina?"
What is a designer vagina?
I don't know, but I wasn't willing to find out.
Oh, you should have. That's... What does
what
that
makes
mean?
A better story?
What does that mean?
This would
what
have been
the,
good podcast fuck content.
Is, what
I would have,
fuck
you know,
a design of vagina. Is it like
know, you should have invoiced
me? Like Versace
should have
shaved
I should have
pubes.
Tax deductible.
Should have invoiced.
Should have just put it on
man.
The business card. Fuck.
It's got Armani in her pubes.
Oh my god.
What does that mean?
Can we fucking not? Can we not?
Know.
Oh my god.
I'm looking it up. You continue the story.
Can I? Do you want to continue the story? Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll continue. Just went up to the bar, got a drink and sort of just, you know, there was a couple of us that went in together.
Mm-hmm. Typically, this is not a male strip club, by the way, just to be sure.
Well, there was a designer vagina.
Oh, wait, that was later.
Later, that's right, yeah. The good part of the night. The really good part.
Just quickly, there's like
you're Googling designer vagina.
There's 9 pictures of, from British GQ, what is a designer vagina? I'll be honest, on face value, I thought it was beards. I legitimately thought these were just pictures.
Oh my
chins
god! Can I have a look?
And
let me see what's here. What does it got? Can we? Oh, this is.
There's a Ned Kelly there.
This is a full article. Oh. There's some stuff.
Clickbait, is it?
It looks like something out of like the Alien movie. You know the thing that pops out of the chest.
Predator.
Oh
this is
my
our predator.
God.
Oh my god. The fuck is the bugs from Men in Black 1?
Oh, what is that?
What is it?
Oh, I might be gay after reading this.
Oh my god.
You guys should just call off your engagements, you man. Fucking hell.
Can you continue? Can you continue?
Mark that as well.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Here we go again.
Oh my god. It looks like, you know, you don't play sport games, Alex, like video games. You know when you create a player and you get like the generated facial hair that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what it looks like. That's just what it all looks like. There's a moustache on one. Why does it need a moustache?
Anyway, weren't in there for too long, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But
how long were you there for?
Of course, I'm going to say 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's all it takes for him to bust.
quicker than that. But anyway,
he spent 27 minutes cleaning up.
No, so me being the buck, obviously, I didn't think I really
humble
had
brag.
To have a choice. But a private room was was booked.
I'm sorry.
What?
What?
Oh, I got the I got, way I got, you're holding this book. I'm sorry, just to the listeners. What are you holding, Curtis?
I got the heroin pamphlet was dropped into my mailbox today, and I'm just looking through it.
Just casually, like a magazine in a dentist office. Just looking through this heroin booklet while Alex is telling the story.
Fun, it's got fun pictures.
Can you tell us what happened? Okay. Sorry.
So
you motherfucker
got into a private room. Mm-hmm. And a performance was paid for for me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't alone.
Was this a designer vagina?
No, woman? Okay. No, but I'll get back to that.
Okay, oh, cool.
The story circles back to that person, to that performer. But I just wanted to, I was just in my friendly, like, happy mood. I couldn't stay focused.
Yeah.
I couldn't be there for the reason most people
just
go there.
Just having a nice chit chat.
You know, I was asking her where she got her boots from.
Yeah. What are you doing this Sunday for Mother's Day?
Exactly. But the funniest, so it was so dark in there that I didn't. It took me like.
You were just talking to Tom, weren't you, the whole time?
Talking to your mate. Talking to your boy.
But, Alex's face deep in Tom's chest is motor.
I got mistaken and was motorboated myself for a second.
Oh, shit.
Screwed.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Alex just cupped his chest and then lifted it up and dropped it. What was that about?
So I could motorboat myself.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Anyway. No, she was friendly. She was really friendly. Mm-hmm. We were just chatting most of the time. It took me like a lot longer than I should have to realize that she actually had a cast on her arm.
Oh no! What happened?
She was fucking butt naked, nothing but high heels on, or like
and a cast,
thigh high boots.
Did you sign it?
No, I didn't. Oh. Didn't sign it.
She have signed it.
But you know,
we're talking about the designer vagina now, right? Did you sign it?
No. But yeah, went on our merry way. I left, but then we were missing one mate.
Oh, no. Someone always gets stuck in the strip.
Your mates had a mantra the whole day though. They had a mantra saying that everybody gets left behind the whole night.
Yes, yes.
Did this person get left behind?
No, he didn't get left behind. Oh. That rule was if anyone wasn't going to get let in, like, leave him standing.
Yep.
Just bail.
Yep.
Which, I don't know. Do you think that's a fair rule?
I think that's a fair rule.
By the ninth hour of drinking, I think that's
it's
fair.
It's fully fair.
Yeah.
Particularly after the second venue.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was one man missing. So we all left the strip club.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He was still in there. Kept calling him, like one ring voicemail.
Oh, so he was just refusing the calls.
He was declining my calls. Mm. I was like, this is.
He got a private room to himself, didn't he?
I went looking for him.
Can you tell us who it is, and then we can just edit it out because it'll sound messy if you just.
I'll tell you after.
Okay,
I'll tell you after.
Was it Juan?
Oh shit, he nodded.
I'm joking. Confirmed. Juan didn't even go to the strip club. It wasn't Juan.
Anyway, I was standing outside with the majority of the group, the rest of the group, trying to call my
Minus one.
And kept calling, ring, decline. Like, try call it back again, decline. Call back again, decline. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm not giving up. I'm just going to keep calling.
Yeah.
You're not a quitter.
Exactly. Okay. Call him again. Design of vagina answers.
Oh. Right.
Wow.
And she just goes.
Interesting.
He's got 5 minutes left.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay. I think my friend needs to be bailed out. So I race back in. Find.
Security was all good though.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's good.
Yep, it was all good.
Didn't have to pay another entry fee.
No, free entry this place.
Strip clubs, you never pay for entry fees.
There's entry fees in some of them, for sure.
This place was free entry. It was good. Okay. Good bargain.
So was it located in Barkley Markets? Fuck, what are you talking? Good bargain.
Yeah, you got two celery sticks for $4.
Yeah, three designer vaginas for one. What's going on?
Anyway, so I race back in, looking for my mate. Yeah. Actually, ironically, so I was still on the phone at this point, talking to the chick, the designer vagina lady.
Yep.
And she's guiding me.
They should have a nice voice, because anytime I hear, like, I think of a stripper's voice, I'm thinking of like a 40 pack a day type of vibe. You know what I mean?
Listen,
like,
to Alex, yeah. He's got 5 minutes left.
You know, they've been in the industry for a
Your
while.
Your mate's got a cum still.
Is that what she sounded like?
No, she sounded fine. Okay, she was fine.
You don't want to give us an impersonation?
I don't know.
Like, her vagina was designed.
I will not get it anywhere close. Anyway, so I race back in. I'm talking to her, not my mate, and she's guiding me back. Wait,
so is she performing whilst on the phone?
I think so. You know what? Dedication, actually. Dedication. I'm like,
she's just gyrating your friend on the phone to you.
Respect. Respect.
Anyway, so I get back and I eventually find them. I go in at first and I'm like, okay, what's the deal? Like, you got, like, are we going? Are you staying or what? And then he's like, umming and ahhing. And he's like, oh, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And then
see. Like, you have time for a decision.
Is your friend's name Umbussing? Sorry, I just wanted to check. Is it?
Who?
Umbussing. You don't
Umbussing.
Know? Umbussing. That was good. I liked it.
There could be listeners that have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not prepared to explain what that is.
We can throw it to a clip.
Roll the tape.
Oh shit. Gosh. Go.
Anyway,
go.
So it's getting close to the end of this 5 minutes, right? And like this stripper's like, so okay, so if you want to extend the blah blah this much,
yep.
I can do this. She fucking turns around with an FPOS machine. And I just see the number on the screen.
What is it? How many zeros?
How was the number?
It was
just tell us the number. We've kept
how many zeros? How many
we've
zeros?
Kept the identity
it was close to like $500. And then I see that, and I'm like, oh fuck! And then
wait, so you have to pay for it?
Well, she was expecting someone to pay.
Oh, it hasn't been paid.
Hasn't been paid.
My god.
Nothing's been paid. Well, I haven't paid at this stage.
Yeah.
I just see the number on the FBOS machine. Like, okay, tap when you're ready, sort of situation, and then. My mate, like, that she turns around and does something else or talks to the, you know, manager or whatever. And my mate just looks at me and he's like, nah, let's fucking bail.
No, you can't. Did you?
Did you?
Of course.
You bailed.
So she turned around and she's like, okay, are you ready? And I'm like, nah, we're going. So I went, you know,
was this to pay for the services he just received or to
extend?
The way you made that sound is you're going to do a dine and dash, man.
No.
I was like, you don't fucking say cunt, man. That lady telemarketed and danced on his lap.
Yeah, and her vaginas or vaginas.
That was to expect. Everything is up front. You pay in advance.
It's a strip club usually. Everything
do
is
after gonna pay. Zip pay?
Can you get a loan?
4 easy payments.
Can we just throw to our friend Unbussing real quick? Just got to throw to Unbussing real quick. Hang on.
Unbussing. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
That was the guy in the corner when you arrived, right? In the booth.
Oh shit!
Christ.
I do have a bit of a segue. From okay. this, yep. I do have it wasn't in the planned podcast. Con, will you indulge real quick about a story?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, are you finished? You finished your
yeah, that was it. After that,
why don't you just shut up, Alex? Alexi has to talk now, okay? Your box party's done.
Sorry, finish your story. Is there anything else that happened?
That was it. We yeeted out of there.
You went home after that,
didn't pay for the $500.
Well, you had nothing to pay for anyway, it was all right.
And so we went there. We Ubered.
I thought we were done.
You just jumped in.
The night was pretty much done. We Ubered back into town. No, mm-hmm. We walked back.
Yeah.
Okay. Bike.
Yeah. Didn't bike?
Didn't bike. Walked back. Waited in line to go into PJ O'Brien's.
Yep.
Oh, PJ's is a great spot.
I love
spot.
PJ's.
Great spot. Good Irish pub.
Good Irish
pub. But the line was wrapped around the corner.
Always. Yeah. The Guinness pints, they are always on just fucking perfect.
It was good. I've been there many times. Yeah. Caught COVID. Like,
Oh, I remember when that
happened. Couple times.
Yeah.
Not once. I think maybe definitely once. Mm. Probably got COVID.
Maybe three times.
From them.
Just making out with a leprechaun.
Yeah. It gets packed in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it does. Mm-hmm. It's a popular place. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, line was too long.
Yep.
Bailed. Called an Uber to Indian kebab.
Oh, on, Paddington.
Paddington.
Oh, love that place.
Fuck, this is love a connection place. To episode 1 and 2.
Little beautiful place.
Oh my God.
Yep. I thought of you, boys, and I'm like, I've got to go there.
Yeah. That was sweet.
So that was the end of the night.
Yep. Then you went home.
What'd you get?
Home.
What'd you get?
I got the number 17.
How much?
Oh, no, the number 7. For $17.
What is the number 7?
It was a...
it's naan bread, obviously.
Cheesy naan bread.
Yep.
Cheesy garlic naan bread.
Yep.
With whatever the onion thing is.
Oh, onion bhaji.
Onion bhaji.
Yep.
And butter chicken.
See, I do that, but with the potato instead of the onion.
Dude, that sounds fucking great.
It's one of the best fucking eateries in all of Sydney.
On a scale of 7 to 17, though, how much did you shit yourself the next day?
Oh, I almost shat myself on the way home.
Did you really?
I had to do another
thing that was really funny throughout the course of the night, the entire night.
Yeah.
You would just disappear to the toilet for like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yes, we didn't notice.
Did I?
Yeah.
How many shits did you do that night?
This is the thing, right?
I didn't do any shit.
Because you were there for ages.
You said you did a shit literally before you came.
When you're on a night out, right? And you disappeared to the bathroom, there's different stages of time where it's sus and people can kind of get an idea of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
You had exceeded that. Yeah. Time.
Really?
Yes. Because I feel like we know what Alex is like. This would be a surprise if that's what he was doing, but he was gone for ages.
Dude, you were doing shit.
He's either huffing Mount Everest in one go or he's dropping a few kilos.
Yeah.
Where was this? Which establishment?
A couple of the bars. You just disappeared.
What were you doing in there? Were you just...
Axe throwing. At Tommy's.
Axe throwing, you disappeared as well.
Did I?
Yeah.
I was outside for a little bit.
No, you went to go do a shit.
He would randomly disappear and I'd catch him talking to random people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Things like that did happen.
Okay.
I was, any time I disappeared, I was either going to the toilet and then maybe on the way back.
Got caught in conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's all about board here.
Sound like the shit police for a minute. The main thing is you had a good night. It was a good night. Good night.
But anyway, yeah. Ended the night with butter chicken kebabs.
Yep.
Chef's kiss.
Yep.
It was great. Went home, straight to bed.
How many people stayed at your place?
Three.
Yep.
Three of my mates.
Designer vagina, not one of them.
No.
She didn't make the cut. She didn't make the cut.
She was charging.
It was a fake design. Mm. You know, like gucky.
Oh, yeah. Like from Parkley Markets.
Yeah, there you go.
Like from Parkley Markets.
It was, yeah. Fake designer, obviously. Yeah. That was it.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Very nice.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I've got to thank you boys for doing the hard yards.
That's all right. You had any other friends that looked after you in the final leg, which was the plan,
I think. It's like passing the baton.
We passed the baton. We did.
Yeah, that was good.
You were only there for 30 minutes.
Oh, it was probably longer than that.
You know what's the one thing? Maybe an hour. You know what's one thing I don't like about? Like, I don't like about the idea of strip clubs, right? I don't understand the appeal to go pay for Blue Ball.
Yeah,
I didn't get that. You'd rather go pay for the food.
Go to a brothel,
exactly.
If you were that desperate,
yeah,
might as well.
Mm.
But like fucking hell, you know, like
$20 is $20.
I just don't get it because like strip clubs, $20 is $20. It's not designer though.
I'll put a sign up on my house.
It's not designer though. Saint Parkley Markets, mate. I'm getting a handy out of store 8 in Parkley Markets.
Oh my God! next to Ugg Boots.
But Alexi, you sounded very eager.
No, because you said something. You kind of look like you're jerking off a little bit, Kurt.
Oh, I need a piss. Yeah, so I'm a bit.
Do you want to just take a time out?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You kind of look like what I'm about to describe. Right, what you were saying about Alan? I'm bussing. you were saying about that you were trying to describe someone, the characters at the bar when you were in the strip club, and you were saying if it was dark enough. Well, you couldn't see what was going on.
Mm.
Well, funnily enough, I do have my very own strip club story. Mm. But in Thailand. Have I ever told this on the podcast, the Thailand strip club story?
You might have.
Might have. But
we record episodes every 4 years. So I tend to forget what
all right, okay. Well, funnily enough, one of the first times I'd ever gone to a strip club was with Britt, my partner. She wanted to go. We went to a ping pong show.
Fiance.
Ping pong show. So okay. It was in... is that a strip club?
Yeah, there's
it's more like an entertainment venue.
Yeah. It's
aren't they all...
Yeah.
But the fuck thing is,
in fairness, if you're careful enough, you might avoid getting a haircut. And you know what I mean if you've been there. The blades. Did you see the blades?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Correct.
That's
yes.
what I mean. Weird, man. It's gross.
It is really weird. But funnily enough,
they pull blades out of the.
They say to you,
the vajayjay.
They have a thing. You go in there and it's like free entry. But when you get there, you have to buy a drink to stay.
You told me this.
Right. You have to buy a drink to stay. It just happens to be that the drink is like 20 or 30 Australian dollars for a beer. They absolutely gyp you. Anyway, we go to watch this ping pong show.
Mm.
Brit's very excited. We're with another couple. They're very excited.
How was the forehand?
The forehand? Mm. Yeah, you're solid.
Yeah, okay, good. Top spin.
Nick Kyrgios level, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, 40 love. Anyway, we find some spots at the back of this bar.
Mm.
And the performer goes, no, come down here. We get front row seats at the bar, at the stage. The show proceeds, yeah. Right? So the funny thing is when you go there, they've got some like, oh, nice, yeah, fuck yeah. They have some like nice-ish looking ladies, younger ladies up on the stage.
Ladies you don't know if they're
we
ladies.
We don't know if they're ladies. Yeah. But you know what? Who cares? They're pleasant looking is what I would say.
We're all here to see some ping pong.
We're all here to see some dick. They're pleasant looking ladies. Then when the show starts, they get off stage.
Yeah.
And then the real performers come out. Yeah. We're talking like, you ever seen like power lifters?
Yeah.
Like that kind of physique, but just old and a woman.
Thank you. So awful.
The fuck are you doing?
Ping pong.
I was trying to find. They do all the standard ping pong. You've been to a ping pong show, right, Kurt?
I have.
So you get the... You get the like lay, the Hawaiian lay comes out and they do like 2 or 3 meters of this
thing.
It's
the most confusing episode of Play School.
Then, Alex, they pull out, before I get to the ping pongs, they pull out.
It doesn't bounce that much actually because the floor is that sticky.
That's right. About, I would want to say
gross.
2 to 3 of your 1 meter sausage length of double-sided razor blades.
Right.
And then they proceed to go through, like a chain of them, by the way, like all linked together in like a rope or whatever.
Okay.
Then they show you, once it's been pulled out, that it cuts, like it's actually sharp.
Mm.
They do give people haircuts in the front row. They get like a little bit of hair and cut it off to show that it's like a real razor blade. They pull this out.
It probably would smell.
Right. They then proceed to get an egg out, crack it.
They lay an egg?
They laid an egg. They got a turtle out. They put the turtle on someone's fucking head.
Live animals.
Frog. A frog and put it on a bald dude's head in the front row.
Did the frog like jump
out? Wait.
100% living frog.
Are these items like already up there?
I don't know. There's a couple of interchanges. There's some interchanges. Okay, so there's clearly some like, you know, Harry Houdini stuff going on.
Yep.
This is not mirrors. This is not the main part of the story. So while we're happening, we're at the bar. I start feeling this rubbing sensation on the left hand side of my body.
What was Brit doing?
Brit's on my right.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Brit.
The couple that we're with is also on the right of Brit.
Mm.
I look over and I see this gentleman
mm-hmm.
with a woman on his lap.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the deed at the fucking bar. Like they're actually
just gone out.
They're having sex. I'm in it. I'm like,
Alexi's had a threesome.
I've had a threesome. A devil's three-way too.
Oh.
Dude, it was proper vibrations. Like it felt like a fucking 6.8 magnitude.
What do you mean by vibrations? I was having
sex. Was he gripping onto you or something?
What do you mean by vibrations?
How many magnitude?
6.8.
Well, you missed the 6.9.
I did. But he then proceeds to hand her more money and then they disappear. But I did have, I did participate
This was a, he was a patron and she was
a performer.
Wait, so he legitimately got a preview.
He got like the,
he got
the 30 day
second preview to Amazon Prime kick
the like
went.
The 1 week free trial or whatever. Yeah. And then paid for the full subscription. Change his email.
What a trial.
I could not believe that this had happened. Sorry. I know this is the sort of people you see in these establishments, guys.
Jesus.
The sort of people you see.
And you had a threesome.
I did. I'm not mad about
good
it.
For you, good
first
for
threesome.
Last
no
threesome.
Comment.
Okay, well, Alexi, you're next. Your Bucks party is a while next. Away. I think it's planned for like February or March.
March next year.
Away.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Have you learnt any lessons from past Bucks experiences, any from the weekend, anything that you want to do that you've never done.
No design of vaginas.
No design of vaginas. I'd prefer that. Design of vaginas.
Yeah. Are you thinking of more of a classier experience?
Ah, classy vagina.
Small classy people. Vagina. Little people.
Oh. Oh. But like dressed from like the 20s, but the roaring 20s.
I want to do like I want to do like the Wolf of Wall Street throwing them at a dartboard.
instead of axe throwing.
Oh, fuck. Little people throwing. That is correct. Is it little people?
You know what I find really amusing? You need to ask what's the suitable term, yet the joke, the overall joke is still fucked up. I do like that he has to get PC with the terminology, but the topic itself is really
fucked up. Yeah, but I mean,
I feel like by that point, it doesn't matter what you
call
say.
Call a spade a spade, you know?
Oh my God.
Like, it is what it is,
man. It's not a shovel.
Oh, fuck. No, look, I think... I mean, I'm probably going to go for a slightly different vibe. Mm. More, I mean, you guys know we're going to go down the coast, get a holiday house sort of situation. There will be some debauchery. Don't worry. We're going to be playing some games and... I'm going to give Alex his first threesome.
Just vibrating,
Just vibrating, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to... I reckon
you'll reenact... I want a reenactment.
A reenactment?
Yeah.
Do you have a lube? Do you have a lube?
Just spit in your hand. I regret making it.
No, I didn't like that, eh? You would not believe the shit I heard on the train today going to work, man.
All right, this is how we wrap it up.
This is how we wrap it up. I know this is totally separate to the Bucks thing. I was sitting on the train. Can you make that noise again? No. I was on the train. And this man sitting next to me did such a... You know when you're trying to get like all the mucus and stuff out of you?
One of those?
About 10 times louder on that, on the quiet carriage.
Oh.
And it was just like... And like got it like all...
Was he asleep?
No, man. That sounded terrible, but he was getting everything in there. So much so that everyone just like looked at him and just went... There was a guy actually just said, "What the fuck?" It's fucking disgusting. Fucking disgusting.
All right. Guilty.
You're good at it. All right. Well, I guess that's the other.
What is this ending?
That's the show, right?
I fucked up Curtis's ending so bad.
That's all good.
All right. Next step is
my Bucks.
Post Alexi's Bucks.
You're from now.
Post Alexi's Bucks.
Yeah, we just do 3 more limited edition episodes. Curtis, one of you up, baby.
All right.
It's your turn.
Take it easy, boys.
When are you up, Kurt?
I don't know.
Come on.
Well, you cut the music. Spotlight's on me. Hit the music. Let's get out of here.
Alex, this is where we present to you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
When's your turn, Curtis?
I don't know. Well, good one.
Curtis, this is where we present Alex's commemorative Bucks party jersey.
Ah.
It's the boy in the striped pajamas. Let me just quickly get it out. It's got number 7 for you, just for you, Alex. Let me get it out. Here it is, baby. Just for your Bucks.
Thank you. I'll wear it to bed tonight.